Hello. Did I do it right? I think I did.
Let me ask my dad if he can hear us. He's listening.
Can I have this?
Yeah. Okay, just, I have food. If you hear chewing, my deepest apologies. Okay, I've texted my father. Word should be in soon whether or not this is working. I am going to finish my food, so if this becomes like a weird ASMR not desired moment, I apologize for that. Once again, since it is, it's tough to listen to people chew when you don't plan for it.
I'm not someone who enjoys ASMR at all. Just personally, it like it freaks me out. There's the very occasional video where I'm like, okay, maybe. But in general, Tara is leaning back from the mic in a very comedic way. In general, it just kind of like gives me, I don't know, I don't enjoy it. Yeah. Got any thoughts
I'll
about that?
I'll put my thoughts in just 1 second. I have a big mouthful of food.
I know some people who like use it to go to sleep, which like I could understand that.
Oh, my dad can hear us.
Yay!
Working. Hashtag it's working.
Woo!
Yeah, I like certain types of ASMR. I do not like chewing, which is why I'm trying to spare everyone, because I wouldn't want to hear someone chew.
No, me neither. That's something I really dislike, the sound of someone chewing.
I think there's a name for people who hate the like the sound of chewing. I don't know if it's a phobia per se, but it's like a deep-seated disgust.
Mm-hmm.
But I like I really like tapping noises.
Oh.
If I can, I don't think this will freak anyone out if I can demonstrate, like, it's very satisfying to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think because growing up, I like to do the thing where you tap your nails on, like, a table a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, once I learned how to do it, I could not stop for, like, probably, like, a day, which is not very long. But ever since, it's been very satisfying to me, and I think it's because it was, like, a skill I mastered.
Mastered.
If you can master it. I remember being 4 and having to think very hard about my fine motor skills because I was like, how do I get my fingers to do this?
Wow, that's fun. That's cool. You have that distinct memory of that milestone.
Yeah. Wow. Guys. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, we have to do our O words.
Okay.
Let me look up.
For anyone who, I guess no one has heard us explain this because it hasn't worked on any of the podcasts that we've actually like filmed or
and we've
recorded,
explained
right?
It like 3 times, yeah.
Okay, so hopefully for the last time explaining this, Tara and I have been the past couple episodes doing a random word generator to get an O word. Because our podcast is TKO, which stands for Tara Kate O. And so we decided that every episode, we will do that. What if we ask our listeners to text us an O word? Because my grandma's listening. Meme's listening.
Perfect. I'll have my dad do it.
Okay. Meme, if you can think of an O word, please text it to me. It could be any word that starts with the letter O.
Dad, you too. Thank you to our loyal listeners of 2. Kate's Meme and Tara's dad. Dream team.
That is so funny. Oh, I'm trying to tell my parents that it's working, but let me figure that out.
I think there's a little bit of a delay.
No, so yeah, I think there is.
Might have to wait a solid 30 seconds.
Oh my God. I just got my word, and I don't even know what it means. Meme, what does this... Okay, it's okay. I'll work it in. What? Wait, I just looked it up. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay. There's no way I get this word into a sentence.
Oh, my dad also gave me a horrible word. Dad.
That's so funny.
Okay, I will say I did do the generator before Kate said the idea, and the generated word was offer. Common word. My dad, I've never used this word.
She then explained what the word was. She told me what it was.
I know this one, but do I really know how to use it? Wait, maybe I should also look it up. My dad's vocabulary is larger than mine. And so is Meme's, apparently.
No, I didn't even spell it right. Very funny.
You're going to know it's my word because I'm not going to use it correctly.
I don't think I'm going to use mine correctly either.
Okay, wait. Okay. I need like a second to read.
To read the explanation of what I didn't think we'd get such tricky words.
I know. I thought my dad would be like,
that is fun. Octopus. The past 2 weeks, it's been like too easy for us.
Yeah. Well, you had orbit. That was interesting. I feel like the first day I had a very easy word.
Oh, I have a JoJo Siwa update.
Oh, did she?
Well, so, so for anyone who doesn't know, JoJo Siwa was a childhood dancer on like a reality show, and now she has like her own empire where she sells like bows and glittery fun things for kids. And for a while, she got a lot of hate from people because it was like, oh, she isn't acting like her age. She's acting too young for her age. But I've always been, or for the past couple of years, been a strong supporter of her because she's, you know, a businesswoman. She's making money. She's a good role model for kids, etc. And so the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about some life updates with her because she's on Dancing with the Stars this season. And when I was in quarantine, I cried at her first Dancing with the Stars performance because I was just so tired. And when I'm tired, I cry very easily. And so we've just been talking about her every week. And now something very sad has happened.
I've seen a snippet of this.
Yeah. I think her and her girlfriend broke up, which is very sad because they were just like so it seemed like so in love and great vibes and looks like potentially Dancing with the Stars caused a rift in their relationship.
What?
I don't know if that's true, but that's what people have been saying.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they are like, what, 18?
Yeah.
And they only had been dating for like 4 or 5 months, but still. Sad.
At 18, that's like a 36th of your life. Solid amount.
Whoa, look at that math.
Because when you're. Like, actually, I can't do any more math. I'm just going to try to make points, but that's where it ends.
Mm-hmm. That was impressive enough.
Thank you. Plus, you only remember your life like post 8. So it's really like a.
Post 8? I mean, I guess like really well.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I have like a smattering.
Mm-hmm.
If our word generator was S, I've been using such good S words. Sprinkling, smattering, and snippet.
Mm. Wow. If only.
We should be TKS. I don't even know what I was saying.
Because you only remember from 8 years
because
old.
Here's some math for you, listeners. From 8 to 18 is 10 years. So it would be like a 20th, which is an even larger fraction.
That's true. That's crazy.
So big moves for them. But sadly, maybe they broke up.
Ugh. Very sad.
It was sad, especially since it's like young gay icon.
True. But now she'll be single on the prowl.
18's a little young to be a cougar.
I didn't say cougar.
That's my C word.
I have no idea how I'm going to incorporate this word.
I think you're going to know right away.
You're going to know immediately when I say mine. I don't even know how to, like, guide us towards a topic related to this. Like, it's okay.
Maybe if I just use enough big words, it'll slide by. Let's talk about... Here's a word I learned. Egregious.
Great word.
Yes. I think in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Jack Sparrow... Some guy says it wrong because everyone says like it wrong, like egregious or whatever. And he goes, first off, because you know how Jack Sparrow talks.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's egregious. Mm. And I was like, I don't know what that is. So I learned.
Wait, you learned it from watching Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah. Not recently.
Oh.
Not that. I mean, I did frame it like I did this in the last week.
Yeah, I thought it was like recently.
But like, I meant recently as in like as an adult, not a child.
Have you never heard that word before?
Well, I think I'd heard it, but I didn't, like, register it, or I'd read it, and I'd read it as, like, egregious or something. Mm. But egregious, can I define it? I don't know. My dad texted me another O word, because I was complaining about the one on there. But your word is good enough, Dad. I'll figure it out. I got it.
What have you been up to today? How's your day been?
Let me see. Let me give you a play-by-play.
Yeah.
Since I know I have a lot of really loyal fans who want to hear about every second of my day, I wake up. I keep saying recently, and I have entirely different meanings every time I say it. Because by recently this time, I meant in the last 3 days.
Okay.
So in the last 3 days, Oh, my dad texted me again. I won't read it yet. I have been getting up and going to Mojo at like 8 a.m.
Wow.
And I work until like 10 or 11 when my class is.
At Mojo?
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, Mojo is a coffee shop very close to campus.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. This is what keeps the brains of the operation. And I'm the leg. That's an inside joke for you. Wait, I'm getting so off topic.
Meme just gave me a hint. That is not, like, I, what? It's funny. Well, I'll read the text after because they're very funny, but I can't.
Right, it'll, you can't spoil, you know, it.
It'll spoil it now.
That's funny. Okay, so I get up. I go, I get my bagel and my iced mocha latte medium.
Because you have that RA.
Pard.
Pard dollar money.
I have like 90 some left.
Wow. Okay, continue. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you for the hype. And then I sit there and I do my assignment. I was like, okay, I'll finish this in 30 minutes. I'll do other things. I took the whole time on the one assignment. And I don't think I did it right.
No.
But that's okay. Huh. And then I left and I went to class. And in class, we had a really good discussion. Mm. Very interesting. I love, my favorite class is Latin American ethnography. Mm. Since I know my dad and Meme are looking for classes to register. It's a great class with Professor Salaslanda. And then I went to Risk and I had my little smoothie and I did my little city and my little worky.
Wow.
And then I went to my other class. I have three classes today. Ugh. And this time we worked on the hostile terrain exhibit, which is an installation in our library where we basically are like documenting the death of migrants who cross the border. Mm-hmm. So we worked on that for like an hour and I have worked on that before, so it was like good to do another session. And my professor was there, Professor Salaslanda, again, because she is helping facilitate it. So I got to see her again. Mm. She's a fave. And then my Doc Martens were here because my mommy bought me Doc Martens.
Like the boots ones?
Yeah.
Ah, the ones I have.
Yeah.
Wow.
So exciting. So I went and picked them up, and then I went to class, and we watched RuPaul's Drag Race in class, speaking of gay icons, because we were learning about religion, which it seems different. But turns out, overlap. In this one episode they were talking all about like, well, like a small segment of the episode, but we watched like most of the episode anyways. Some of the queens talked about how they had faced like really positive experiences from their religious families or like really negative. So we kind of talked about that. And then I was late to my meeting and then I sat down and then I came here.
Wow.
Was that interesting for you guys? Be honest. And yeah, now Kate, you go.
My day has also felt fairly productive. Not as, quite as productive as your day, but...
Well...
I woke up and had a meeting for my independent study with my advisor.
Ooh.
And had a nice little chat. I got another O word from Meme, but I will do the first one. Don't worry. At some point I will. I just don't know how to... Well, it's fine. I'll bring it up later. So that was good. Then we have Big Little this week. So I brought a gift to my little.
Mm-hmm.
No hints. No hints allowed. So that was fun. I got Mojo. And I got a sesame seed bagel with pesto cream cheese.
Oh.
It's the new cream cheese. Have you had it?
I had it once.
It's good. I think it's really good. If I were to wake up and immediately have it, it might be a little bit too much for me because it is very just like, you know, pesto-y, which is like a very like savory flavor. And I feel like a little too much for first thing in the morning. But because it was later in my morning, it was kind of like a brunch time.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay for me. I thought it was really good. It's literally like you're eating like a pasta, I feel like. Because the pesto is just like reminds me so much of pasta, you know?
Like ultra creamy pesto.
Yeah, it's like really, really good. So that was delicious. I also got a smoothie. Then I've been at the library since then studying for my physiological psych test, which that test is just not, that class is just not really my personal like interest in psychology. It's very biological. And we talk about like the freaking like peripheral nervous system. Well, that's actually pretty easy, but like how like, you know, like, the nerves go from the brain to, like, the friggin', like occlusal section of, like, your teeth. And then we go to, like, the, like, down to, like, the tiny little, what's it called? I can't even remember. I've been spending all day on it. Oh, like the friggin' tiny little neurons and how like the dendrites and the everything. So it's kind of just, I don't know, it's like too much information for me and not my personal strength.
Yeah.
But I do feel so smart when I'm studying it because I'm like, look at me in these diagrams and I have like PowerPoints. My preferred way of studying for that type of test is like I get a sheet of paper and I go through my notes and I write down everything super, super tiny on the sheet of paper. And then I look at it afterwards and I'm like, look at all of this information. And it makes me feel good.
Perfect.
What's your preferred way of studying?
Ooh. Well, if I was someone who really did what I should and studied for my assignments the way that I should, instead of often asking people if they know what things are over text last minute. I heard once from a teacher that a really good way to study is once you've done your like initial studying before your test, take a moment and like take out a blank piece of paper or like open your notebook and just write down everything you can remember.
Mm.
And then once you're done, like go over it and be like, oh, I missed this.
Mm.
And also, if you are at the point where you've studied everything, but then you can't write any of it back down, you're not done studying.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, that's some tea. But wow. I've never done that.
I learned about like how to study in one of my psych courses. And we, like one of the things that's really, really helpful that I've just never done is that like right after class, like just sitting down and writing down everything you can remember from that class.
Mm.
That's like super helpful and like productive, but I just have never actually done it.
I believe it, but where's that energy supposed to come from?
No, because after class, I'm just like, I want to get out and lay down and not think about what I just did. But yeah.
If I did that after my third class today, I think I would actually like, I'd be too tired to write anything.
Hmm.
Maybe it would work after my first class.
Hmm.
Well, I'm sure it would work. I'm just like, would I be able to get myself to do it? Hmm. I don't know. It's the same, like, I can't get myself to, like, write down everything ever. I feel like I'm such, like, a, what is the minimum I need to do to get what I want?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't really think is that bad. Because it saves me, like, the excess stress from throwing myself, like, I don't mind if I get, like, for example, let's say I want a C. Okay. I usually want better than a C. But mm-hmm. let's say I'm, like, aiming for a C today.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would aim to get, like, a 70, not a 79. You know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So, you know. Yeah.
Mm.
I just don't want to, like, push myself to excess stress.
Yeah.
If not needed.
I've never been someone that's like, I want to get 100 on this test. Yeah. I'm always just kind of like, I'm gonna do as best as I can and probably get like one or two questions wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a lot more. But like, yeah. You know, I'm usually not like I'm going to get 100% of this right. Because I feel like, you know, at a certain point, just sort of live your life.
I know. Well,
you don't need 100 on everything.
I will say I feel like I have a friend who is great, but they get very stressed about things.
Mm.
Well, I guess this is more of like just something they're dealing with as opposed to like their study habits.
Mm.
But because they're so stressed about doing poorly, they will like study to the point of being able to get 100 every single time, like extremely.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I don't know, they'll be like, oh, I got this one thing wrong.
Mm.
I got a 99. They'll be like, great. They'll be like, I got this one thing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's so, like, I don't know. I guess that person can't really help it, but it's definitely, like, a very stressful way to live your life.
Yeah. Well, we learned, in my abnormal psych class, we learned about, like, I forget, I think maybe it was anxiety. I can't remember what disorder, but it's they have like they focus on negative more than positive.
Mm.
And so like even if like there's like 100 good things, if there's one bad thing, that's what they're gonna like. It's like I forget the word for it. It's like uneven something. I forget.
That makes sense.
But yeah.
Yeah. Mm, tough.
That is tough. Anywho.
Let's put the transition to a happier topic. Do you have any weekend plans? Oh, today is crush.
Yeah, today we have a dance for my sorority, which is very exciting.
Woo-woo.
The theme is fire and ice.
Woo-woo.
This one is like more of like a casual one, so I'll wear like sneakers and a dress probably because we have to walk a little bit to go there. But I'm excited. It's my first like sorority dance of any type, so I didn't go to any last year.
Yeah, because COVID and stuff.
Should be fun. And this one, like a bunch of, it's like a lot of like friends are coming, so I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. I want to hear all about it. Mm. You're kind of dressed fire and ice right now because you have a blue mask and an orange sweater.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to go as fire or ice, but kind of because of my hair, I feel like I should go fire. But then if I went ice, then my hair would be fire and I would be fire and ice.
I feel like that's kind of epic.
I don't know.
Do you have a blue dress?
I do. I have two blue dresses and a red and like a maroon dress. So I could go either way. But is maroon really fire?
Well, your hair is definitely fire.
My hair is definitely fire. I might go, I don't know. I like.
Well, time will tell.
I guess we'll see.
I'll have to wait for that iceberg to hit the flames. That didn't make sense, but I wanted to say something related to fire. Thank you.
It was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy how large the bottom of an iceberg is in comparison to the top? Just a thought. Just throwing it out there. It's crazy.
How do they float like that?
Well, they're just like giant ice cubes.
But why don't they float? Well, I guess ice cubes still float above the water.
Yeah, I guess so.
But why don't ice cubes float above the water? I don't know. I don't really understand how things work.
What's the density of an ice cube? It's less?
It's less than water.
Why doesn't it just float on top?
Or even like an even halfway point.
Hmm.
Viewers, write in.
Someone explain.
Dad?
Why that's happening. Huh.
I grew up with the belief that my dad had the answer to everything. Mm-hmm. And so if he doesn't, my dreams are going to be shattered.
Oh, no.
And our relationship will be
broken. No, no.
Just kidding.
Have you seen, do you know Hank Green?
Yeah.
So he's John Green, the novelist's brother. And he's like a science guy. And he's on TikTok, and literally people will just tag him in, like, any question they have about the world. And at the beginning, he answered a lot of them. And now he just, like, responds to, like, the dumbest ones. And he's like, why do you think I know this? But they're, like, funny responses.
But he does.
But sometimes he does. Sometimes he's like, I don't know. But also, even sometimes he'll, like, do research on it and then be like, this is what I found, you know.
I love Hank Green.
I like him too. When I was first watching the Vlog Brothers, which is these two brothers have like a YouTube channel together, I only really knew John because of his books. And so I was always like, ugh, Hank. But now I'm like, oh, Hank.
Yeah, I love Hank.
Yeah.
And he does they both do Crash Course YouTube videos. But Hank does, like, the sciencey ones, which is usually the ones I needed it for more. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I got used to Hank. And I was like, tell me about biology, Hank. You tell me. Also, they're just fun.
Yeah.
Is there another brother, or is it just them?
It's just the two of them.
Imagine if there's an ominous third brother.
I know.
Very Frankie Jonas-like.
Aw, Frankie.
But Frankie's wild now on TikTok, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen him recently, though.
Maybe he's calmed down.
Hmm.
I deleted TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked... Sometimes I'm like, I should just get it back. I think I kind of deleted it because I was very into Emma Chamberlain over the summer. And, like, I guess I still am. But she deleted it, and I was like, she's so right. Like, just to be honest, I feel like I did do that for her. And I guess I don't spend time on it now. And it can be very time-consuming, so maybe it's healthy. But also... Then I'm just spending more time on, like, Instagram.
I was going to say, I usually just fill it with something else.
And I feel like Instagram or Snapchat is, like, worse for me than TikTok. Because it's, like, with TikTok, I'm just, like...
It's just, like, funny video.
Yeah, my feed is just, like, funny video, baking video, funny video, funny video, baking video. Look at this dog. Whereas, like, sometimes on Instagram, it's, like, it just can be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a lot of different reasons. Like, whether it's, like, I'm doom scrolling or, like... there's just endless photos of people at random things that I cannot seem to stop looking at that I wasn't at, so mm-hmm. why do I care? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm. Yeah, maybe I should get TikTok back.
Mm. I feel like that's a bad influence for me to make you do that.
Oh, it's not you. Just thinking about it.
My ears have been very sensitive to masks recently. Like, now I'm just holding my mask with... They're just, like, tired of being pushed down by tiny little strings.
Aren't we all? Isn't that a metaphor for the system?
Yeah.
The man.
But masks are good.
But they are good. You should probably wear them.
I do.
I didn't mean the case. She does. I meant you as the listeners. Mm, I think I called them viewers earlier, which is the opposite of what they are.
Viewers, oh.
Because they don't view us.
True.
Silly little thing.
Have you ever heard the thing where it's like, you have a face for radio?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
How rude. Especially when for a second you're like, oh.
I know, it's so messed up.
That's kind of funny. Funny if they meant it in a funny, don't take me seriously way.
Yeah, not like a angry way.
No. Never an angry way. No anger allowed. Check your emotions.
Oh. Do you think I can get a California crisp? Oh, I can. I'm getting a California crispy chicken sandwich for dinner. It's my favorite meal at Gilbert's. I'm ordering it now. Will it be cold? Probably. Should I wait a little bit? Are we ending early today? So you can walk to your dinner?
Oh, we can end like 10 minutes early.
Okay. So then I'll order now.
My dad says, ice floats, water expands when it freezes, hence it floats. And I says. I said, yes, but why doesn't it float above the water? ?
I guess maybe because it's heavy, but also less dense. So, like, those two forces are working together, you know?
I guess it's heavier than air.
It's heavier than air, and maybe it's heavier. Wait, is density the same thing as weight? No.
Right? Oh, yeah, I lied.
So maybe it's heavier than water, but less dense.
Oh.
Is that possible? Because if you have a cup of water in your hand and a cup of ice, ice is going to be heavier. Oh.
Right? Or no. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I haven't taken a science class. I guess I took CS last semester. It doesn't count. I failed the final. I haven't taken a science class since like freshman year of college.
Hmm. Remember when you were like in science classes?
I was pre-med.
That is absurd.
But it's I only took one. I only took bio.
Oh, really?
And I took like gov classes. And I didn't like any of them. Mm. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to change some things.
Yeah, that's why me and this class now, I'm like, eh. But it's not actually that bad because it is related to psychology. So there are a lot of things that I have learned before. Mm. Like stuff that I even learned like senior year of high school in my psychology course is coming back. Neurotransmitters. You took psych, right?
Yeah, I did.
You know, like serotonin, dopamine, epinephrine. I have this problem where I can spell epinephrine, but I always misspell norepinephrine, which is just epinephrine with nor at the front. Like, why am I doing that? But I add an extra H every time to norepinephrine.
Where?
I spell it N-O-R-E-P, but it's EPH.
Oh.
Like epinephrine.
Interesting.
Like you just nor epinephrine.
You just have that muscle memory.
I don't know. But then with epinephrine, I always spell it right. I'm like, epinephrine.
I don't know.
I don't know why. I'm always like, there's an H in here.
Norepinephrine. F and F. F and F. Fits and the tantrums. And fits and the tantrums.
I have no idea what you just... I don't know what you just said.
There was a clear...
Fits and the tantrums. What does that mean?
There was a clear line of thought in my brain.
It meant nothing to me.
It meant nothing to anyone else. This happens all the time.
Really?
I think my brain is so... See, it just happened. I just got disconnected. Like, I feel like I work in a very, like... loose ideas kind of way as opposed to structured thoughts. I don't know what like Myers-Briggs that is. I feel like this is a thing in one of those letters. But like we're planning this series of events in November called International Education Week, and we have a week full of fun events. And we've been planning it, and my president, because I'm like she's just helping me with this event for ISA, International Students Association. So my president is very organized. Mm-hmm. And I had a folder on Google Docs mm-hmm. with like 6 to 10 maybe different docs that all said a lot of things, and none of them, there was no correct doc, and some of them were wrong and some of them were right. And she, like, Celeste was just like, but what, where is, and I just kept starting new docs. So she made a Google sheet and made everything on it organized and make sense. And I was like, that's so crazy. I would have never thought to do this. And that is a good way of saying my brain works in loose, disconnected Google Docs with mixed information and no clear answers in any of them. And it would be a lot more useful if it worked in one Google Sheet. But, you know, I get it.
It would be less interesting.
No one else can follow, but I get it. Also, my dad explained.
The ice cube thing?
Yeah, John says, Kate's right.
Yeah, woo, wow.
It's less dense, so the ice displaces the amount of water equal to the weight of the ice.
I totally recognize that.
Wait, I just read that out loud, but I didn't understand what that meant.
Wait, read it again.
It's less dense, so ice is less dense than water, so the ice displaces the amount of water, equal to the weight of the ice. The rest of the ice is above the water. So a sliver of the ice is above the water.
Yes. That's why the iceberg has just a little bit at the top.
That's so crazy.
Wow.
So, Dad, our relationship is stable. You're probably sweating there.
We've had such a scientific episode today. We're so scientific.
It's been a minute. I've really leaned into the humanities major stereotypes. Like, I've embraced them. Like, it's fun.
I feel like I usually tell people that psych is a lot more scientific than the stereotypes say. Mm-hmm. But I really believe that after this semester, because this class is just neuro.
Yeah.
It's neuro for psych majors is what it is.
Yeah.
There's one girl who took neuro in our class. And she's not supposed to be allowed to take this class, but she's taking it. And I'm like, you already took it.
That's not fair.
You took the harder version. Get out of here.
Shame on her. There's a girl.
I mean, respect.
Yeah.
But I mean, also, I'm jelly.
Give me your brain.
Yeah.
There's a girl in my Spanish class. She's actually very nice, but she's already fluent in Spanish.
Oh.
And she was like, I needed an easy class.
Oh.
And I was like,
jealous. Isn't that nice?
I wish I was fluent in Spanish. but actually, that class is not that bad. Because it's like, I'm allowed to speak incorrectly. I just have to speak.
Interesting.
So fun.
Yeah.
I haven't used my word.
I was just about to ask if your sneakers are
orthopedic. No, but you could say they're ostentatious.
Wait, what does that word mean?
See? Okay.
Wait, I thought that started with an A. Wait, what? How do you even spell that?
Let me pull it up for you. Ostentatious. OSTENTATIOUS. Characterized by vulgar or pretentious display, designed to impress or attract notice. For example, books that people buy and display ostentatiously but never actually finish.
Oh. I wouldn't say your sneakers are ostentatious because they're useful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Care to define orthopedic?
Having to do with the feet.
I know that sometimes people buy like orthopedic inserts. Isn't it like,
I feel like maybe like nicer to your feet.
Is it like a medical thing? Like, because there's like orthodontist.
No, there's also isn't there an orthopedic?
Yes,
surgeon.
Oh, you're right.
Orthopedic. I spelled it wrong.
It's okay.
No, it's not loading. Oh. An orthopedic doctor, oh gosh, no. They specialize in, orthopedic surgeons are just anything to do with the musculoskeletal system. So it's not just the feet. Okay, huh. Orthopedics, Yeah. So I guess, an orthopedic insert it's not specific to your feet, but because you're, you know what I'm saying?
It like supports your skeleton through your feet.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're orthopedic. I mean, they're very comfortable shoes. So you could say they're orthopedic. I'm also, what is the difference between the words dentist and orthodontist? I mean, I obviously know there are different words. And I know that the orthodontist is who I go to for braces. Mm-hmm. But what do those words mean differently?
What do you mean?
Like dentist
Meme is probably screaming.
Is she a dental hygienist?
Yes.
I think you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meme, write in.
No, a dentist, like, you know, has to do with your teeth and your gums. And the orthodontist has to do with, like, moving your teeth around.
Yeah, but, like, why is that two jobs?
Because the dentist can't do all of the teeth things and also move your teeth around.
I guess. But why not?
Because I think maybe because orthodontists are, like, more, like, optional.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Not everyone needs an orthodontist.
Yeah. I loved going to the orthodontist growing up.
Really?
Yes. I had a great orthodontist. Meme always took me. They literally met my mom like once. My dad, maybe once. But they gave you Sharky Bucks.
What?
Every time you went, you got like they're like fake money. And then you could save up your money and then buy like an Amazon gift card or like a different gift card. And I went so frequently that I had so much money.
Oh my gosh.
So that was fun. And you also got to, like, spin. Oh, no. Maybe when you got the money. Or no, whenever you went, you got to, like, spin a wheel. And then that told you how much money you got or something. I always thought I was really good at, like, getting stuff done. I thought I was very patient. They must have complimented me a lot. Because I was always like, I got this. I also just did so many different things that I was, like, never, like, really worried about it.
What were you there for?
Braces? I got a palate expander.
Oh.
Permanent retainer.
Oh.
Braces. I got braces off. I got braces back on.
Wow.
Yeah. I went through a lot.
That's interesting. You know, it's kind of similar. Maybe this is why we're friends. I never had a palate expander.
Meme said I was their best patient.
Ah, cute. I believe it.
And she also says that orthodontistry?
Sure.
Is that the right word?
Orthodontia?
Is a very different specialty.
Okay, I'll look it up later.
Unrelated.
Thank you. Sorry to be dumb on air.
I guess that would be like an orthopedic surgeon and like a cardio...
Oh, yeah.
...something surgeon.
I guess.
It's like, yeah, they're both dealing with the body, but different things.
Fair.
Maybe.
Fair enough. Did I sound silly?
No, I think you're okay. It does make sense, like, why can't the dentist just do it all? But they can't do everything.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm registering. I'm following what people are putting down. You know what I should have done for the O-words?
What?
I should have said another big O-word to throw you off. Been like, so do you like the orthodontist? And you would have been like, got her. And then later been like, it's just silly, ridiculous, ostentatious. And then you would never have known.
I have to tell you something.
What? It's not orthopedic?
Orthopedic is not my word. And I did just that.
Oh. Is it orthodontist?
No.
Is it orthodontia?
No.
Have you said it yet?
Yeah.
You betrayed me. I can't believe you thought up a strategy.
Well, I didn't really, but I was like, I gotta use a different O word because I thought you caught me the first time.
Did you say it before orthopedic?
Yeah, I said it a while ago.
What? That's insane.
Do you want me to tell you now?
Yeah.
Okay, the word was occlusal.
You said that? When did you say that?
Okay, the word occlusal, which I was laughing so hard because it means the biting surface of posterior teeth. Which I was like, how am I going to use that? But because Meme is a dental hygienist, that's why it was so funny.
Yeah.
And her hint was that I went to the dentist. I don't know if this is a hint about me. Maybe I did. I think maybe. I went to the dentist and needed a filling on the occlusal surface of my lower left molar.
Oh, well.
And then when I said it, she just said she was laughing out loud.
I didn't even catch it. Like, I honestly remember you saying it.
I said it when I was talking about physiological psych, and I was like, we learn about everything from the nerves going to... There's no nerves that go into the teeth. I don't think. Well, maybe there are. We don't learn about those.
You did say that. Yep. And I nodded along like and the I, fool I am. Dad, you disappointed me.
I think my mom is listening too.
When you said maybe I should use another big O word to throw you off, I was like, I have to tell her. That's what I did. Not purposefully. It just kind of happened.
Wow.
And because I was thinking I'll use orthopedic. I guess it was a little bit purposeful. I was like, let me use the word orthopedic so that she thinks that's what my word is.
I cannot believe you did that.
Wow. What a success.
Yeah. I can't believe that I failed and you succeeded. And I set myself up for that too. Also, my dad texted me saying, they're specialties. So I look dumb in countless ways today. So glad that the people I know are listening to this episode when I got played.
The theme of this episode is teeth and science.
Teeth KO.
Teeth KO. Wow. Wow.
I liked the dentist more than I liked the orthodontist.
Really?
Yeah. I think because my dentist, it was just like, I just went in there and they scraped around and I didn't feel that much. And then my teeth were smooth. Mm. But the orthodontist, like, braces hurt, even though everyone was nice.
Yeah. I guess they do.
I also didn't have a phone wheel. Maybe that would have changed my mind.
They were so smart to do that.
Dad's still explaining.
They also did, like, movie screenings and stuff. Where you could go and, like, watch a movie. What did he say?
He said... They had movie screening. What?
Like kids' like, clubhouse? It was like our, not at the place, but they'd be like, it's our, it was like around like winter time, and they like picked a movie, and then like you got like free tickets or like cheap tickets or something.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
My dad just said there are nerves going into the teeth unless you've had a root canal, which removes them.
Mm. Yeah, actually, because I broke my tooth. Or no, I killed the nerve. Did I explain this to you? When I was like three or four, I like fell down the stairs.
Oh.
And I like broke the like something with my tooth, and then my tooth turned gray because there was no blood going to it or something, or like the nerve was broken or something. And then I loved my gray tooth, and I was really upset.
Oh, because you had a fun tooth.
I had a cool gray tooth.
But it was your baby tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they were like, well,
have you had your, this will be our last topic.
Okay.
But have you had your wisdom teeth removed?
Well, fun story. Mm-hmm. I have four wisdom teeth, or I had four. Oh. Mm-hmm. Three of them were removed with one intentionally left in.
What?
Because I was birthed. Well, I wasn't born this way, I guess. But it just kind of develops this way. That one of my baby teeth, it's like my smallest molar on my bottom left. Mm-hmm. There was a baby tooth there, but there was no adult tooth below it. So when it fell out, it actually stayed in for a really long time because nothing was pushing it out. Mm. They eventually just plucked it out. And then they screwed a tad, which is just like a screw, into my jaw. And like attached it with like metal, or not metal, with like rubber bands to braces on my back two molars and pulled them forward to close that gap. And they were like, your wisdom tooth will now serve as your new back molar.
Whoa.
And it actually, just in the last month or two, has come in.
Oh my gosh.
And was bursting through my gum.
Wow.
And now it's there. It's a little low still, like it hasn't risen to full tooth height, but it's there in the spot.
Is it like bigger than the other teeth?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be blindingly white, but it turns out teeth are not naturally blindingly white, and mine aren't yellow from, going to be a little yellow, from coffee, but that's just how teeth are. Mm. So that's fun.
Mammy sent me the name of the nerve that goes to the teeth.
What is it?
I don't know if I'm going to say it right. Trigeminal?
Trigeminal.
Trigeminal?
Trigeminal KO.
I don't know.
Thanks, Mammy.
Wow.
I'm loving the audience collaboration.
I know. This is fun. We're actually on air this time.
Me too.
That really helps things out, doesn't it?
We're not
just talking into nowhere. Yeah. Which is not always as fun.
It's true.
Okay.
Should we wrap up?
Oh. Jinx. Okay, what a lovely episode.
For Kate.
I've had a series of wins this episode. Meme says you had a congenial missing bicuspid.
Mm.
Is that what it... Did you recognize any of those words?
No, but sure. I believe her. She's a dental hygienist. She would know.
So, yeah.
Thank you for your lovely dentistry and ice knowledge, Meme and John.
Thank you so much. This has been lovely. We'll be back this time next week.
Cheers.
Okay. Oh, wait. Meme explained how to say it. Trigeminal.
Trigeminal. K-O. Yes.
Okay.
Well, we never read the thing.
Oh.
You're listening to WJR 204.9 FM, all the way to Radio East in Pennsylvania. This is TKO. I'm Tara. I'm one of your hosts. And I was supposed to read that at the beginning of the hour. Thanks for listening, folks.